From PRX, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jenny Doring.
And I'm Paloma Beltran. The Trump administration turns its back on environmental justice.
It isn't a conversation really about policy and esoteric legal principles. We're really talking about pollution that sends children to the hospital with asthma attacks, that causes lost work days, that causes lost school days. These are real consequences for real people.
Also, finding the surviving pockets of old growth forest in Maine.
We didn't know before LIDAR where it was. You had to stumble upon it, the old forest, to find it or to know about it. Now we've got a map. LIDAR is, I call it magic. I'm supposed to be a scientist, but to me, LIDAR just seems like magic when it shows you about the forest.
That and more this week on Living on Earth. Stick around.
From PRX in the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios at the University of Massachusetts Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Paloma Beltran.
And I'm Jenny Doring. There's a new sheriff in town at the Environmental Protection Agency now that President Trump's pick, Lee Zeldin, has been confirmed by the Senate as EPA administrator.
To get a bit of perspective on this choice, we reached out to Marianne Lavelle, the Washington bureau chief of our media partner, Inside Climate News. Marianne, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, Paloma. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Marianne. So give us a bit of background for Lee Zeldin. Who was he before he was appointed to this post?
Lee Zeldin is a former congressman for New York's 1st District on Long Island, and he's a lawyer and a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq. He got his start in politics in the New York State Senate in 2011, and he ran for governor of New York in 2022. And although he lost, he did very well for a Republican in that blue state, and a big part of his platform was that he wanted to open New York up to fracking.
Sounds like that might be one of the reasons that President Trump wanted him to lead the EPA.
I would think so. After that run, Zeldin traveled with Trump on the campaign trail, including in the key state of Pennsylvania, where, of course, fracking is a big deal.
Of course. So it sounds like he's pretty pro-fossil fuel. But what has Lee Zeldin said about climate change?
Well, he affirmed during his confirmation hearing that he believes climate change is real. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont pushed Zeldin, asking him if he would describe the changing climate as an existential threat, and Zeldin did say that he felt there needed to be an urgency in addressing these issues.
Well, he could take climate change on at EPA. So what did he talk about doing in these hearings?
This is where things get more complicated. Zeldin said he believed the Supreme Court gave EPA the authority to act on climate by limiting greenhouse gas emissions. But he said the court did not give the EPA any obligation or any mandate to act. Here's Lee Zeldin at his hearing in response to Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
Senator, I just want to be accurate. And in citing Massachusetts versus EPA, the decision does not require the EPA. It authorizes the EPA.
You're obligated to regulate. If you find there's an endangerment, you're obligated. Do you feel it?
What exactly does he mean by that?
Well, in that famous 2007 case Zeldin is talking about, the Supreme Court said greenhouse gases fit the definition of pollutants under the Clean Air Act. But it wasn't until the Obama administration in 2009 that the EPA made a finding that greenhouse gas pollution was a danger to human health and the environment. That endangerment finding is what gives the EPA an obligation to act on climate. And now that finding is a target of the Trump administration, picking up on a goal of Project 2025.
And, you know, the endangerment finding has been unsuccessfully challenged several times before. So What makes Trump officials think they'll succeed?
Well, hard to say, because the finding has stood up against legal challenges for 16 years. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has twice denied such attempts, and even the conservative majority Supreme Court has not been willing to touch it. There are procedures in the Clean Air Act that essentially block unraveling the endangerment finding. And in any event, the evidence on the danger of greenhouse gases to health and the environment